KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have sunny skies. It's 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In local news, Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reports 22-year-old Austin Van Arnhem of Atlantic turned himself in to authorities on Tuesday. He was wanted on a Cass County warrant for willful injury causing bodily injury. Van Arnhem was booked into the Cass County Jail. Creston police early this morning arrested 26-year-old Jeffrey Schaefer of Orient on warrants related to violation of probation on original charges of lascivious acts with a child and sexual abuse in the third degree. Schaefer was taken into custody at around 1:30 a.m. at the Union County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held while awaiting a bond hearing. Creston police report also 41-year-old Joel Gross of Creston was arrested at around 2:15 a.m. today. For public intoxication, he was being held in the Union County LEC on a $300 bond. At around 11:45 p.m. Tuesday, 29-year-old Kayla Hoffman of Creston was arrested on a charge of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. She was later released on a $300 bond. And at around 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, 28-year-old Rachel Colburn was arrested in Creston for domestic assault. She was being held in the Adams County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Creston police said also that around 10:30 p.m. Tuesday, someone attempted to break into a residence at the 200 block of North Cedar Street. The front door of the residence sustained about $300 damage. Police in Council Bluffs say a man was arrested after a brief standoff Tuesday morning. Just before 9 a.m., officers were dispatched to 649 Park Wild Drive in reference to a man refusing to leave an apartment. Upon arrival, officers made contact with a caller and was informed 22-year-old Devin Anderson of Council Bluffs had taken her car without permission and then abandoned it. Anderson was refusing to leave the apartment. When officers made contact with him, he grabbed a knife and locked himself in the bathroom. Police negotiators were brought to the scene and were able to get Anderson to turn the knife over to officers, and a short time later he exited the bathroom. He was taken into custody and transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail on charges of operation without owner's consent and obedience to a peace officer. Police in Council Bluffs Tuesday arrested 18-year-old Daniel Page of Council Bluffs on a charge of burglary in the third degree. Officers responded at around 12:35 p.m. to the area of 1100 block of Fifth Avenue for a possible burglary to a vacant residence. The suspect, Page, then had fled the residence when confronted by a neighbor. Officers searched the area and located him hiding in a backyard. He was taken into custody and transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. Pott County Sheriff's Office posted two new reports on Tuesday. At around 12:40 p.m. on Monday, Deputy Brian Miller with the Pott County Sheriff's Department conducted a traffic stop on a 2017 Chevy Cruze for excessive speed. The vehicle was pulled over on Interstate 80 eastbound, about 2 miles south of the exit to Highway 6. While speaking with the occupants of the vehicle, Deputy Miller detected the odor of marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. A probable cause search was conducted, during which 143 pounds of pot was located. The driver, 32-year-old Mao Tong of St. Paul, Minnesota, said the drugs were his. He was placed under arrest for narcotics violations and transported to Pott County Corrections and booked in. And officials say that at around 7:36 a.m. Monday, 33-year-old Walter David Mercado of Omaha was arrested for OWI second offense after a deputy was dispatched to Old Lincoln Highway and Coldwater Avenue around 5 a.m. Monday for an unknown injury accident. The vehicle, a 2006 Kia Optima, was down in a ditch with its lights on. Mercado was found still in the vehicle and placed under arrest. Also, the Audubon School Board met Tuesday morning and acted on approving teacher transfers, contracts, and resignations. Superintendent Brett Gibbs told KJAN News yesterday the board approved the hiring of Tyler Christensen of Atlantic for fourth grade teacher. Christensen will also do some coaching for the district.
Megan Kiergaard, who currently teaches special ed for us, she'll be moving into fifth grade. And then Rachel Anderson, who teaches second grade for us, will be our other fifth grade teacher. So it'll be our two fifth grade teachers. Sean Burks will move from fourth grade to middle school social studies. He'll be replacing Molly Lang, who's accepted position, and Carol. And then Heather Griffith, who's currently one of our kindergarten teachers, will be moving up to teach first grade. They also accepted the resignation of Dustin Christensen this morning. Dustin's accepted a job at North Polk.
Christensen had been making a long commute from Huxley to teach first grade at Audubon. Gibbs said finding good teachers is a difficult task because there aren't a lot of people entering the field.
And so we just need to get out and really get out front with these candidates and get them interviewed and hired before the market gets even busier. We're still looking for a Spanish teacher, special ed teacher, kindergarten, and second grade. So we're still looking for four spots. So we got a busy spring ahead of us.
Next up for the Ottawan School Board is a budget hearing on April 11th. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.